Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Simon Coveney's warning to Boris Johnson, an income threshold of €100,000 for the affordable housing scheme, and the killing of 10 people in a supermarket in the US are some of the stories carried on the front of today's papers. The Irish Times and Irish News both lead with Simon Coveney's warning to Boris Johnson that unilateral action on the Northern Ireland Protocol could damage the peace process in advance of the British Prime Minister's visit to Belfast today. The Minister for Foreign Affairs also warned that the EU may be forced to respond with retaliatory action if the British government decides to walk away from the agreement. The Belfast Telegraph also gives coverage to that story on its front page this morning. Buyers on incomes of €100,000 will qualify for the government's new €60 million affordable housing scheme. That's the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which quotes Sinn Féin housing spokesman Owen O'Brien saying that the fact that people on such a high income can qualify for the scheme makes a mockery of the word affordable. Over in the front of the Irish Daily Mail, it's reported that Revenue is planning a crackdown on homeowners who have undervalued their properties. The Irish Examiner leads today with the case, which is due before the High Court today, involving allegations that on board Planola's deputy chairman, Paul Hyde, had not declared a conflict of interest when he was involved in a large-scale planning decision in Cork City. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports on a proposal to make it harder to buy over-the-counter codeine-based medication. And the killing of 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo in New York State on Saturday generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror. The paper reports that 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, who is currently being held in police custody, published a manifesto filled with white supremacist rhetoric. The Irish Daily Star leads with the story about a meeting which took place in Dublin over the weekend between the US lawyer who is suing Daniel Kinahan and Colin Barr, whose son Michael was shot dead at the Sunset House pub in Dublin's North Inner City in April 2016. Back in the front of the Times, Dublin City Council's chief executive Owen Keegan is quoted saying that the litter enforcement system in the capital is ineffective and unproductive and that it puts council staff at a high risk of being attacked. There's a story in today's Independent about how GP practices received more than €115 million in the last 4 years for issuing sick certs for social welfare purposes. All of today's papers give coverage to Ukraine's Eurovision win on foot of the public vote. A riveting night when Europe gave a hug to Ukraine is the caption alongside a picture of the winning act on the front of today's Mail. In terms of other pictures this morning, the Times runs with an image on its front page of a massive cruise liner berthing in Cove. Over in the front of the Independent, there's a striking image there of a razorbill seabird taken by Franville on Ireland's Eye off the coast of North Dublin. And Dan Linehan has a charming picture on the back of the Examiner of one-year-old Molly McCabe Murphy as she makes the acquaintance of two extremely cute dogs at the annual vintage tractor and car run at Courtbrack, County Cork. Puppy love is the caption there. And finally, back on the front of today's Examiner, Leo McGough reports that Cork hurler Patrick Horgan made history yesterday during his team's clash against Waterford at Walsh Park when he became the highest scoring player in the championship with a combined overall total of 571 points, putting him just ahead of retired legends Henry Shefflin and Joe Canning.